overcomer is coming into the fullness of faith. And through this fullness of faith, there is a transformation that is taking place. The fullness and stature of Christ. And there's no boasting. This is a work that God is doing by faith in the life of the believer, in the life of the overcomer. I remember reading Smith Wigglesworth one time, and he said these words in his book. He said, first, the blade, then the ear, and then the corn in the ear. Now, at the time that he shared this information and I read this, I didn't understand it altogether. But now I do. You can't have fruit until first you have a blade. And then an ear. Speaking of corn, you can't have corn until first you have a seed. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it does die, it bringeth forth much fruit. It starts as a seed, and then it grows and produces. But it has to start somewhere. And that is the life of a believer. When we are first initially born again, we have just begun. But as we develop and grow and mature in faith, as our faith grows, we grow. We change. Because it is by faith that we are coming into a knowing Genosko, intimate relationship with God. And it is by knowing God that we are changed. From faith to faith, we are changed by His Spirit. Not of works. Our works cannot produce in our lives what needs to be produced. It's His works in our life by faith. It's letting Him work. As we allow the Lord to work, He is the one that's changing us. We can never change ourselves. He does the changing. As we believe. As we believe.